Hey, what's going on, guys? Another episode of Sleepless in El Paso, and today we're going to be talking about the Huasca Castle. What if I were to tell you that this castle is meant to keep evil in, not out? In. Strange, right? Or this castle would be rumored to be built in the 1200s. Yes, that long ago. So the whole entire thing starts in the Czech Republic. Yeah, the Czech Republic. But so it's there's this limestone cliff north of Prague that splits open and revealing a gate to hell. Well, the locals are terrified about this, and they don't think it was coincidence. But so these locals, their livestock starts going missing or being mutilated, and that's just a normal mutilation, like thrown out, like cut in half, almost ripped apart. Supposedly that these were like demonic winged animals or whatever. So they go to their king, and the king thinks that the locals are going crazy or whatever. So they said, hey, you know what? We'll host somebody. We'll throw down some rope and we'll have somebody lure them down there. Well, they just didn't want to send anybody. So what he did, he went to, their jail or prison or whatever it is. And they told the prisoners, they said, hey, if you were to go down there and you give us description on what's going down there, we'll grant you your freedom. So this brave young man, he volunteers and he goes down there. And so they're slowly putting him down, like time about very slow. And I guess once he hits the ground, a couple of minutes go by. They start hearing some shrieks, some yelling, just violent yelling. So they quickly, group of guys get, the rope, keep pull him up. What the king sees, he was a skeptic. What he sees is now this old man, gray hair, full beard. He was down there minutes, and this guy aged decades. Yeah. So with that, it happened right in front of him. They decided on construction. So they went ahead and started, throwing all these heavy, heavy slabs of, concrete and, not bricks. I forgot what they were called. Anyway, so they started construction on top. Hence, the Huasca Castle was built. So here are the creepy things inside of it, though. Let me just show you exactly what it looks like. It's really neat. Crazy. So all the forest and everything, there's that locals say that that's where they see all these, they still see to this day, like these weird creepy creatures and stuff like that. Let me get another one. Oh yeah, there we go, there's the top of it. So where that hole is, that's where they put a brothel, just to keep it that, extra holiness or whatever it is. So the locals are avoiding this place, like I said, I really don't blame them. I mean, having seen something like that, yeah, that'd be terrifying. But anyway, in the 1600s, there was actually a mad scientist that actually lived there. Supposedly he was doing black magic. He was trying to harness the evilness from this place for him to make a potion, so he could live forever. The locals really didn't like that. They got terrified and they actually murdered the guy. Yeah, crazy. So 300 years later, the Nazis actually set up house during the World War II at the Huasca place. So supposedly that, Hitler was a, or not supposedly, Hitler was a very huge supernatural kind of, he loved that stuff. So some were to say that Hitler did have the Spear of Destiny there at the Huasca Castle. And if you guys don't know who the Spear of Destiny is, basically it's Jesus Christ didn't die by being nailed to a cross. It was the spear that actually punctured him on the side that actually killed him. That's what they call the Spear of Destiny. But supposedly when Hitler lost the Spear of Destiny, just so happens he lost the war as well. Weird how that works, right? So yeah, I mean, all these creepy, creepy, creepy things. Like, I'm talking about, like, just, I'm sorry, like these paintings inside of it. Like, it's just just random. Like, I thought that was Clifford at first, but it's not. Yeah, I'm talking about like really creepy stuff. I'm sorry. What are we doing? What are we doing? Yeah, stuff like that. You know, that's all inside the castle, which is just weird. It's bonkers. It's creepy. Like, that just looks like you're getting a tetanus shot just walking in there. Anyway, guys, yeah, if you want to go check it out more, guys, it's really cool stuff. You could always, you know, YouTube it. I'm just doing little things right here because, you know, I love doing this stuff. But go check it out. It's called the House Castle. And now it's actually open to the public. They opened it in 1999, I think. Yeah. And apparently you could get married there or do host a freaking party or something. Anyway, I would not be going there. Yeah, thanks for tuning in, guys. I really do appreciate it. I'm so sorry it's been forever. Made another episode. But I have more time on my hands now, so I will be making them. All right. Thanks, guys.